And she was mentioned in Hebrews 11. And just on this tie, spiritual ties, Joey, from our midweek studies, we know in Hebrews there is room for remembering the leaders and being thankful for the leaders. Three times the leaders are mentioned in the last chapter of Hebrews. So there's room for it. And Paul says, be ye followers of me. But it's even as I am a follower of Christ. And so, Vero, as you were saying, there needs to be the personal relationship. Because in verse 2, it isn't the older brother. It isn't any older brother. We can look to godly older brothers, and we need to thank God for it. We need to thank God for the martyrs through the thousands of years up to where we are now. We need to thank God for the older brethren that have been helping over the last 50 years in the books that are written. But it's, I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee. Mm. You look to them as examples of their faith. We read in Hebrews 13:6, I think, is the verse where it says, remember them and follow after their faith. You remember their faith. You follow them even as they are followers of Christ, because the object is Christ. And the blessing comes from him and from a personal relationship with him. Because if you only follow those men, they're men. And they're 100% men, and they will fail. And we just thank God for their faithfulness. And, you know, I just think as young people, the emphasis should be that we should look up to older brethren. We should be very thankful for them, but we do need to remember they're just other men, and we need to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
But you find that men who have that sense of responsibility tends to be like John the Baptist. You know, he prepared the way, he cleared the way, and he got out of the way. There are individuals who want to be in the way. So you find with Abraham made some mistakes. Okay, in the book of Hebrews, it's like the judgment seat of Christ, really. It only deals with the positive side of things. All right? So you don't find failures, you don't find this. It's what God is going to commend. But Abraham made a mistake. He went into the world, and Lot went with him. And the consequences were seen later on. Okay, so where am I going? Where am I leading? You know, it's how could I or somebody who in leadership decide to take a couple of the young people to a nice dance hall, you know? Nice dance hall is Christian music, okay? So don't get all tied up. It's no, it's not hip hop. It's just Christian, nice Christian. So we are dancing to what is Christian. You see, all of these things, it's subtle, brethren. You find the older person might be able to extricate himself out of it, but you find it leave an impression upon the heart of the young that is difficult for them to shake off. So Abram, yes, came to a point in his life. There is only one man that in the book of Genesis that born in the land, died in the land. And that's Isaac. And God even had to tell him, don't go down to Egypt, you know. Don't go down to Egypt. Abram went, Jacob went, Joseph went, all of them. But the fact is, can we abide here? Abide in the land. I will bless thee here. And this is the challenge that is before us. It tells us that, as was made mention, God said, I will make thee a great nation. So don't believe you're going and just populate the place because God says you're going to make a great. It's God who's going to do it. And he says, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And the book of Galatians bring out the truth concerning the application of this verse.
We talk about the blessing. We talk about what we're brought into as Christians and God's calling for us, but you know, some might say, what is that calling? You know, how do you know what God is calling you to do. One, the Word of God. You know, the Word of God tells us what God wants for us. The Spirit of God gives us the understanding of God's Word. But just looking at this, look at what Abram is called to. Get out of your own country, from your family, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. Not a nation, I'll make you a nation. I will make you a great nation. God says, I will make you a great nation. Great to God is what? I mean, you know, it's kind of self-explanatory. And then it says, then God says, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in all the families of the earth, you shall be, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. In you, all the families of the earth. In Abraham, and Abram, at this time, he turns into Abraham, but God changes his name. But Brother Baptiste was just saying, we learn later on what, how all the families, not just Jewish people are blessed, but all the families are blessed. Gentiles, Jews, everyone is blessed. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through Abraham and the Jews comes the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're all saved. So God says, I will make you a great nation. You see this calling that God has for Abraham, for Abram? It's a great nation. We see a lot of Jewish people now. We see them, I mean, I know where I work, there's a lot, and there's so many of them. Everyone knows when you say Jewish, you know who a Jewish person is. You know what I mean? They're a great nation. There's so many of them. And on top of that, all the families of the earth will be blessed in them.
Yeah, but Carlos, the point that we're making is, what you say is true, but the application for us is Ephesians. Okay? It is when we recognize, I'm convinced, you know, quick illustration, and I think there was a bad lady in New York City picking up trash and eating out of a garbage can. When she died, she had stocks and bonds and had over $1 million in the bank. Well, Tony could tell you about the stocks and stuff. All I know is about, you know, you buy stocks. How high it was, but they said she had millions. Millions. The work she had was unbelievable. And she died a pauper. Many Christians like that. We don't know what we have. And we eat in garbage. We going into a garbage can, chosen in him before the foundation of the world. I tell you, we are more blessed than Abraham of old. And what has happened? Tony could tell you, when I came amongst the brethren, was one of the happiest places to be. So I don't know the brethren Tony talking about. You see, I know those that I was so happy boy, family, brethren loved the Lord. They had a brother in the meeting. You suppose, sweet, this is sweet. So I said, but what is he saying in this book? Sweet, and the man used to be in the meeting, had me all excited. I could remember going to a brother and says, what that brother saw in the book, boy, that he carrying on like that. Listen, as you go on in the things of Christ and you lay hold upon your blessings, you rarely see how sweet God is. But I have to say, I was greatly encouraged when I came into the meeting. God bear me witness. Say amen unto me.